Okay, here we go. Five ideas for our Parshas Vayeshev, Erev Chanukah, Tavshin Pei. Learning Shmuel Yonishu, Astaniel, Sarbas, Eliezer, Sra. Levi, Baruch Tzibur, Venosan. Also, tonight is the Yartzev, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, Rav Baruch of Mezhbish. Tomorrow night being Yutas Kislev. Shmuel for all the Tzchus of all the Tzadikim, Mamash, Ezra, Shem, Yisbech, all for the Kedusha, for the Tzad, Tzshmai, for the Fushim, for all of Klai Yisrael, Dabah Hanach, Mordech, for the Simcha, Bistor, Shem, Yisrael, Yemen, Simcha, Ben Adin, Amin, Bistor, Shem, Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from Rabbi Avram Yaakov of Sadeh Ger. We're going to try to connect some of the ideas to Chanukah as this Shabbos is Erev Chanukah. The Pasuk says, the second Pasuk of the Parsha, Ila told us Yaakov Yosef ben Shvas HaShono Chaya Roa Ezecho Batzonu Hunaris ben Evil Vaz ben Ezilpa Nisha Yavi. Very good. At the end of the day, Rabbi Avram Yaakov of Sadeh Ger tells us a beautiful insight. He says, Ila told us Yaakov Yosef. What is the Iker told us of a Tzadik? We know we saw this from earlier Parshas. At the end of the day by Noach. Eila told us Yaakov, what's the Iker told us the child of a tzaddik is Yosef, the Hosef Ulas Halas. It wasn't just talking about Yosef a tzaddik, but the Eila told us Yaakov, the Iker told of a tzaddik, the Iker being an action of a tzaddik is Yosef, is always trying to go on and looking for more and more and more. And it says the Yismach Yisrael, this is exactly the Machlokas in the Gemara in Shabbos Chafaf Amad Beis. We're talking about the Gemara says the Machlokas between Meshameh Bishilol. Meshameh says, Pochus Vaholich, the first night we start 8, and then 7, and 6, and 5. And Bishilol says, no, most of Vaholich. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. First night, one candle. Second night, going up and up and up. And the whole idea says Yismach Yisrael. And if you want to look it up in the Yismach Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe, he writes it in Oslam Amad Beis. And he says it's a Machlokas between Meshameh Bishilol. What's the Iker approach in Avodas Hashem? Is it Su Meira or is it Aseh Tov? Pochus V'Holech means going down, going away. Most of V'Holech means the more you add Kedusha in your life, the more the Tumah will fall away. And this is more of the Hasidic approach, is that the more light you let into your life, the darkness will fall away. That's what the Avnei Nezer says. The Pasuk says, Su Meira V'Aseh Tov. Pochus Shalom V'Rafeo. Su Meira V'Aseh Tov. There's a Vav there. Su Meira V'Aseh Tov. Su Meira. How do you get rid of the ra? Yidei Aseh Tov. When you're constantly having things in your life, you're constantly having Kedusha, you're finding the light, ki ner mitzvah Torah, or you're finding the holiness in your light, you don't even have the ra to trickle in. But they once came to the Kotzkin and said, what type of chassidim do you want to have against the Yitzhar? He says, I want my chassidim to be so busy that they don't, with the Yitzhar Tov, they don't even have time for the Yitzhar. That's exactly over here. Eilat told us Yaakov, Yosef. Eilat told us Yaakov, the tzaddik. It's Yosef, always constantly looking for growing and doing better. That's the Indian of Chanukah, to never be satisfied, to always grow and grow and grow. Beautiful insight of Avram Yaakov Sadeger, and Alexander Rebbe explaining the Gemara and Shabbos between Machlokas, between Meshameh and Bezalel. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two, I think we've said in past years, but I think it bears repeating again, it's the Tefer Shlomo, Pasuk in Paraglam and Zion, Pasuk Yedalin, and Sheni. So Yaakov Avinu wants Yosef to go check on his brothers. He wants to go seek out your brothers in Shechem. Says it to Tefer Shlomo. Yaakov Avinu understood very well that there were some internal struggles, interpersonal challenges in his family between Yosef and his brothers. Yaakov Avinu was saying, Re'ei es sholam achicha, make sure to look for the good in them and not shlemusa b'lo chesorna, make sure to look for the good. Lechna re'es sholam achicha, re'es sholam atzon, make sure you're only looking patience. At the end of the day, look for the good. It's so easy to always look for the bad. Choshech Zuyava, the Medrash tells us, the darkness is all around us, but our job is always look for the good. Rabbi Nachman Reich, famously in the Kutei Maran, Reish Pei Beis, and also it's also said in the name of Baruch of Mezhbish, which Yartzeit said is tonight, that the Indian is by a Russia, there's an Indian to be able to find good even by a Russia. And our job is to always constantly look for that inner spark. Constantly look for that Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Constantly looking for that the good within every single person, within every single situation. And then it actually has an effect on that person. When we're constantly looking for the good in others, then it actually will have a ramifications of positive and goodness in one's life. This is exactly what Yaakov Avinu was telling Yosef Tzadik. Re'ei Shalom Achecha. Make sure, don't focus on the Choshech, don't focus on the Chesodim. Look for the good. This is exactly what Rabbi Nachman writes and what the Mishpacha of Baruch HaMezhbish is the grandson. Rabbi Nachman is the great grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. They all heard this from the light of the Baal Shem Tov. It's very easy to look for the bad, very easy to look for the Choshech. Find the light, find the Kedusha, find the Or in every single person, in every single situation. Beautiful idea from the Tefer Shlomo and from Rabbi Nachman of Baruch HaMezhbish. Moving on to idea number three. The number three comes to us from the Kushner to Magid, Perek to Zion, excuse me, Perek Lamechaz, Pasuk to Zion. So we know the whole story of Yehuda and Tamar, and Yehuda now meets Tamar and says the following. So he turns around the road and says, prepare, please, let me come to you. And she says to him, what will you give me? And you come to me, very good. Rashi says, Havana means prepare. Hachini afmi fadapetit. Prepare yourself for your frame of mind. Says the Kushner to Magid. What was she really saying? What was Yehuda really saying? Prepare yourself, Bigdusha. Prepare yourself at the end of the day. What we're about to do, something's going to be very, very holy. Obviously, to the naked eye, for us in 2019, we don't understand exactly what was going on. But we know from this relationship comes Mashiach. Does Mashiach comes Mashiach? And says the Kushner to Magid, in anything time, when there's something kaddish, this is mamish kaddish, kaddish, kaddish. When something's so holy, there's got to be hachana. In kedusha bli hachana, the Chazal say. In kedusha bli hachana. When you want to have holiness, it's got to be with preparation. And this is why he says havana. Rashi says havana is a lashon hachana, and that's what really what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah, a person wants to step into Chanukah. First, he has to prepare himself in the days before. Like I saw in the Sefer Tiferet Shlomo, who says that in every mitzvah, a person has to make themselves roi for the mitzvah. And specifically, when it comes to the mitzvah of Chanukah, you have to make the lahalos kli lahashras hakedusha mina mitzvah akarkach. A person has to make themselves at the end of the day to be a vessel of kedusha, to be a vessel of kedusha. So the Beis Aaron, they ask the Beis Aaron, how do you get ready for the Chan? What's the Chana for the mitzvah? So you can say all of the Shem Yichuds and you can say all the Tehillim and Tzul Gavaldik. But he says, you want to know what the Ikr Chachana is? The Ikr Chachana is the Hachna, is the humility. That we don't know how to prepare ourselves. We do our best. We learn the halachos of Chanukah. We learn Mishnah Berurah. We learn the Gemaras and Shabbos. We learn, we daven. But at the end of the day, when the first night comes, next night, the night, Be'ez Hashem, the Ikar HaChana, says the Beis Aaron, the author of Yukach Soif, the Ikar HaChana, the Ikar preparation, is She'enenu Yodim Hachinas Meinu Kedai, Ve'zeguf HaChana LaMitzvah. This is the HaChana LaMitzvah. Understand? We do all we can, but when it comes down to it, to know that at the end of the day, we don't really know, and that humility is the preparation. A beautiful idea from the Kushner to Magid, and from the Tefer Shlomo, and from the Beis Aaron, about the Inyan of Hachana LeMitzvah. The more we make ourselves prepared for the Kedusha, the more the Kedusha will absorb and marinate into our souls. Moving on to Adi number four. Adi number five comes us from Rabbi Simcha Bono Rabbi Shishcha. The Pasuk says in Perek, Lamed Tes Pasuk Beis, Yahi Hashem Etz Yosef, Yahi Ish Matzliach, Yahi Bebeis Avodonov HaMitzri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with Yosef, he became a successful man, and he remained in the house of his Egyptian master. We know the whole story that happened with Bas Potiphar, this beautiful Svarno we saw from last year. Beautiful, beautiful, not for now. Says Rabbi Simcha Bono, what's these words, Yahi Ish Matzliach, coming to teach us, Yahi Bebeis Avodonov. He says, at the end of the day, a Jew's job is to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly. Right? It says here, Vayi Hashem es Yosef, Ish Matzliach. Yosef was with Hashem when he was Matzliach. And also, Beis Adonov, he was still Davik the Rabbon Hashem, even when things were a little down, and even when things were a little hard. And he said, that's the job of a Jew, is to be Davik to the Rabbon Hashem in the gut moch and the godless, and the things that are going well, and even the moch and the dekanis, when things aren't going well, and the challenge and the darkness. A Jew's job is to constantly be calling out to the Rabbon Hashem, whether things are going well or things are not going well. Nice, the story goes, Baruch Meshvers, he was once, his grandson was once playing hide and seek, and he comes to him and he starts crying. He says, Zaidi, there's a good Zaidi. Zaidi says to his grandson, the Baruch Meshvers says to his grandson, why are you crying? So he says, I'm playing hide and seek with my friends, and my friends stop looking for me. I got a good spot, they stop looking for 10, 15 minutes. The next thing you know, the Zaidi, or Baruch Meshvers, is also crying. So he says, Zaidi, you weren't in the game, why are you crying? He's saying how much, you just reminded me of a good lesson. At the end of the day, if we stop searching for the Ribbono Shel Olam after a little bit, if you stop, just like you stop, your friends stopped church and you started crying, how much more so the Ribbono Shel Olam crying when we stop searching for him? We're playing hide and seek. And how important for us, when things are going well, things aren't going well, Chanukah teaches us, at the end of the day, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, to be davuk to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to seek out and search the Ribbono Shel Olam in the good times and in the hard times. A beautiful insight, Rav Simcha Bono, Rav Shishcha, and the Baruch Meshvers, to constantly holding on to Hashem in the good times and also the challenging times. Moving on to Adi number five. Adi number five comes from the Beis Aaron, second Beis Aaron of the mention of the Shir. So what happens is that she grabs his beged, Lamates Yud Beis, Tisvaseya Bebigdo, Leimor, Shichla Yimi, Ayazu Bigdo, Yada, he leaves his beged, Yonas Vayetze Echutza. He runs and goes outside. Right? The Sarno here, this is the Sarno where he runs and goes outside, but he stops when he goes outside because he doesn't want to embarrass her. Beautiful insight, not for now. Says the Beis Aharon, what are these words? Vayonas vayetze echutza. Where have you seen those words before? Vayonas vayetze echutza. But Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to go out. Go out. Avram won't have children, but Avraham will. Says the Beis Aharon, the Rabbi Aharon of Karlin, that Yosef went lemala min teva because tevadik, no person would be able, naturally, no person would be able to hold back that yitzhara. But he went lemala min teva. And when a Jew goes lemala min teva, their bonus shom will help you. That's exactly what it says. Vayonis vayitze chutza. Chutza doesn't just mean outside the house of Bas Potifera, but he went outside this world. He went above the natural. He went above nature. He went above nature. At the end of the day, he went above for their bonus shom. That's the whole Indian of Chanukah. Chanukah. We know from, I saw the beautiful word from the Yerach Lamoana, we said it last week, but we'll say it again. He writes, Rav Yerucham Oshon, Rosh Shiva in Lakewood, from the Sefer Sora Mor. So at the end of the day, what did the Chashmonaim do? They weren't able to learn Torah. But what did they do when they went out to war? They said, Shema Yisrael, Shem Lakin Hashem Echad. When the Chodesh Baruch Hu sees that Mesiris Nefesh, he goes, Lamala, Lamala Min Ateva. At the end of the day, they didn't have the strategies and the battle plans and this and that. It was Lamala Min Ateva through the Ruchnias. When a Jew taps into their Yiddishkeit, Jew, when we're not thinking rationally, we're thinking lamala minateva. And Kadosh Baruch Hu also goes above nature. And that's vayonas v'yetzei chutza. Where did Yosef get the koyach? He had from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu goes. Avram won't have children, but Avraham will. Every Jew has the koyach to be lamala minateva. Yavan always everything has to be logic and rational. That's why they translate the Torah into Greek. But we know at the end of the day we're lamala minateva. We're Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. We're lamala minateva, and the non-Jews. They don't have access to that. Only the Jews, only the Yidden have to have access to that. That's the Indian by Avraham Avinu, by Yosef. Beautiful insight from the Beis Aharon of Karlin and the Ruchem Osha from the Sefer Tzora Mor. That was the Indian, how he beat the Rabbim Yadna Atim. It wasn't because of our battle plans. It was because we met Lil Malam and we went out with the Koich Shema Yisrael, Shema Kinder, Shema Chod. We went to Mesiris Nefesh for a dedication to the Rabbon Hashem. And we go out Lamal Minatel, the Kodesh Baruch goes Lamal Minatel as well. That should review these five ideas. He started off saying, remember Avram Yaakov Sadegir, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. The Indian of a tzaddik, the Iker told us of a tzaddik, Yaakov is Yosef, always looking to grow and grow and grow. And that's what we said, Machlokas and Gemara Shabbos, Chavaf and Bebez, between Beshameh and Betzillah. Beshameh says 8 to 1. Betzillah says 1 to 8. The whole Indian, Beshameh would say, Sur Meirah, you have to go down, you have to go away. Betzillah says, no, most of the Halacha Jews constantly have to be looking to increase light, increase spirituality, and then the Ra'al will fall away. Like the Avnei Ezer says, Sur Meirah, Aideh Aseh Tov. The more light you do, the darkness will trickle away. That's what the Kutzker told his Hasidim. He says, I want you to them to be so busy they don't even have time for the Yitzhara. Making sure we're constantly building light in our lives. That Tefer Shlomo, Yaakovinu, go out, seek out the peace of your brothers. Yaakovinu is really telling you. He wasn't a father who was distant, who didn't know what was going on. He knew what was going on. He told Yosef, look for the good in your brothers. Look for the good. Don't look for the chesronim. Don't look for the. It's very easy to look for the dark, for the yavin. Look for the good. And this is a famous Torah from Rabbi Nachman, Reish Pei Bezra, Baruch HaMezbish. End of the day, to always look for the good within every single Jew, for every single person. When we do that, we actually cause that person to be a different person. Always look for the good. The Ayin Tov Mamish, the Vodis Yisrael says Havahave Na. But Yudah tells Tamar. At the end of the day, you have to prepare yourself. There's something so holy over there. It says the Vodis Yisrael. Whenever it comes to something kedusha. I mean, in holiness, we always have to prepare ourselves. And that's the holy end of Chanukah. The more we prepare ourselves for any yontif, the more we become a kli of Kedusha. That's what the Tefer Shlomo says, Lasos kli Lashososh Kedusha. And what's the Beis Aharon says, the Iker Hachana. We can do all the learning, and we can learn Shabbos, and we can learn all the sukkahs, and it's all very important. We have to do that. But at the end of the day, the Iker Hachana is the Hachna that we don't know the exact preparation. Right? What was the Lashon? When we know that we didn't do our best, when we know we have the humility, we just tried our best to learn Moshe, that's the Iker HaChana. But we want to feel Yontif, you have to learn about the Yontif. We have to do our best, but to know, at the end of the Iker HaChana is the HaChana, that we didn't do enough, and where that's the Iker, that we're just trying to do our best. But we have to prepare ourselves to be able to do our best. So Rabbanim says, Vahi Ish Masleach, Vahi Adoninu. So by the way, why does it say, Namates Beis? Right? He was with Yosef when he was Yishma Shleif. He also was with Beis Adonov. So you have to be with the Baruch Hashem in the good times and the hard times. That's what Baruch HaMezbir said to his grandson when he came over and crying about hide and seek. And he started crying also. He says, maybe Chodesh Baruch Hu feels the same way when we stop searching for him in the hard times too. Our job is to find the Baruch Hashem in the good times and the hard times. And finally, fifth and final idea is when she in Bas Potifar Lamentes Yud Beis, she grabs him. So what does that mean? She ran outside. Anas Vayetzechutz means that he went above Teva. Ki b'derech Teva lahaya alich ba'alinatzim iman. He went lamal amir Teva. By Anas Vayetzechutz, the same lashon by Avram Avinu. It says Avram won't have children, but Avraham. Sarai won't have children, but Sarah will. And the Jews had that koyach, and that's especially in the battle against the Yavanim. Sefer Tzora Mar, quoted by Rabbi Ruchim Olshin, says we had to beat the Yavanim in the battle is because with the koyach of Shema Yisrael, right? That's what Chanukah is. Chanukah. The Chanukah is the chafei letters of Shema. That's exactly what we beat our enemies. The Rebbeinu Hashem goes to the Malam Teva when we go to the Malam Teva. We go to the Malam Teva when we connect to our Ruchnias, we connect ourselves to our dedication to the Rebbeinu Hashem. That's the only in the Chanukah. We should be Zoche Hashem to always spread light, to always have, be constantly focused with our Yitzhar Tov. The Yitzhar doesn't have, you know, have time for him. Always looking for the goodness in others. Never focusing on the darkness, always looking for the light in others. Preparing ourselves as much as possible for anything holy, especially for Shabbos, especially for Yontif. To always read the Bonus Shalom in the good times and the hard times. And to end, Be'ez Hashem, always know that the world might be going on in a natural way, but we're Lamal Min HaTeva, we're Klai Yisrael, but you're Vayonis Ve'Yitzhar Chutz, we could go above Teva. We go above nature. If we do our best, the Rebbeinu Shem will go above nature as well. Bez Hashem, Tzad Shemaya, and an early lichtig Chanukah.